A court ruling doesn't seem to have stopped the bad blood between Onondaga County Controller Bob Antonacci and County Executive Joni Mahoney's administration. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, both sides are claiming victory following a lawsuit that accused county lawmakers of illegally giving themselves and other elected officials a raise last year.
Acting State Supreme Court Judge Spencer Ludington sided with Antonacci's argument that legislators illegally voted themselves a raise last year, but threw out several other claims, including the legality of a pay raise for Mahoney. Deputy County Executive Bill Fisher takes that as a win.
The judge made 10 rulings and we won 9 of them, so it was a very good result from the county executive's perspective.
But Antonacci says the one point ruled in his favor is a big one, that county lawmakers did not follow the requirements for public notice when they voted themselves a raise last December.
The people of this community were vindicated. They were given big rights when it comes to adjusting compensation of elected officials.
The whole case, which has been going on since early this year, has cost county taxpayers at least $400,000 to pay for 5 lawyers defending a combination of legislators, county employees, and the county executive. Fisher says the county had no choice but to hire the lawyers and lays the cost at Antonacci's feet.
I think it's a problem for county taxpayers that he's willing to put the county through that type of expense when he's supposed to be the watchdog over the money.
Antonacci says the outcome of the case shows him otherwise.
This resolution was illegal, as the court just determined, and we opined on it, and we were right, and we did our job.
The comptroller's office will have to work with county lawmakers in the future to determine if they'll pay back the raises they've already gotten. Lawmakers in their last budget vote agreed to change the public notice requirement regarding compensation, so this won't be an issue going forward. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.